I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Following the Constitutional Convention of 1787, Pennsylvania became the first state to convene a ratifying convention. Delegates to that body met for the first time on November 21st in the very room in which the proposed Constitution had been drafted. There was majority sentiment for ratification, but there was also significant and vocal opposition. Opponents feared a strong, centralized national government. On Saturday, November 24th, James Wilson rose and confronted the opponents, saying that delegates to the ratifying convention faced three choices: abolish state governments and create a single national government, divide the country into 13 separate independent commonwealths, or create a comprehensive federal republic. In a speech that would frame the debate for the rest of the convention, Wilson said,
"In truth, final authority remains and flourishes with the people. It is a power paramount to every constitution, inalienable in its nature and indefinite in its extent. The streams of power that appear through this great and comprehensive plan, we shall be able to trace to one great and comprehensive source, the people."
With the freedom enshrined in our Constitution comes attendant risk. Mitigating 21st century risk is the job of a Hibbs Hallmark & Company commercial insurance professional. Set an appointment to examine your coverage at HibbsHallmark.com.